Okay, my topic tonight, the title of my talk tonight is Chitter Chatter Clickety Clatter. I want everybody to say that.
Chitter Chatter Clickety Clatter.
Chitter Chatter Clickety Clatter. Everybody say it.
Chitter Chatter Clickety Clatter.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to just start saying it as fast as you can say it. And I want you to just mingle around everybody and just
chitter chatter.
Say it as much as you can say it.
Chitter chatter, clickety clatter. Clatter.
Chitter chatter,
clickety clatter. Chitter chatter, clickety clatter. You have to walk around. Chitter chatter, clickety clatter. Walk around. Walk around. Chitter chatter, clickety clatter. Don't think because you're almost 18 you can talk to me that way. Chitter chatter, clickety clatter. Clatter. Don't mess me up. Chitter chatter. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Show off. She said it so fast.
Chitter chatter.
No.
Now what I want us to do, because I do not want any division among us tonight, I want us to all sit on this side. No blank chairs.
Fill all the chairs.
You can sit two on a chair if you want.
Matthias, are you speaking with Nani?
Okay, so what we'll do, Giselle and Naomi, let's move this chair over and that chair over by Jeannie. One of you sit in each of those, okay? And then we'll take care of that division right now. We're gonna knock every division in the edge.
Amen.
Okay? So, chitter chatter, clickety clatter. Now, how would you spell, can somebody spell clickety for me? Okay.
C-L-I-C-K-I-T-Y.
That's probably, maybe, it might be an E, it might be an I. Yeah, clickety, and it's probably not even a word, so it probably, you know, you may not even find it in the dictionary. But this is how it's spelled in my notes, okay? C-L-I-Q-U-E-T-Y. You know what that means? Does anybody know what? Clickety with a Q-U. Can somebody define that?
Little friend group.
Put what?
Little friend group.
Little what?
Friend group.
Friend groups.
Friend groups. Okay, yeah. Yeah, click. Have you ever heard of the word click?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not like click a switch on, but click. C-L-I-Q-U-E. That's how click is spelled. And so that's how clickety-clatter is spelled. So everybody say chitter-chatter. Clickety clatter.
Chitter chatter, clickety clatter.
Okay, so now in your mind there's a clickety in there, okay? Not a click like a switch, but a click like a group. What does God hate?
Gossip.
What is it?
Gossip.
Oh my, you girls are good. you're taking my subject right from me, okay? Proverbs 6. If you have your Bibles, or if you want to, you know, if you don't, that's fine. Proverbs 6, verse 16 through 19. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. So we're going to take note of number seven and see what number seven is, okay? So these six things doth the Lord hate. Yay. Yay, seven are an abomination unto him. What's an abomination?
Like throw up.
Despicable. God hates it. It's an abomination is something that is absolutely, it's hate. I mean, that you despise it. And God hates things. He doesn't hate people. He loves everybody. God is love. But he does hate some things. And so we need to be careful about the things and be aware of the things that God hates. An abomination unto him. A proud look. Have you ever seen anybody that has a proud look? Mm-hmm. God hates that. A lying tongue. Somebody that lies. God hates that. Hands that shed innocent blood. Of course, he hates anybody that murderers. I mean, he hates the sin of all of this. Mm-hmm. And heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. This is just running loose in our world today. Wicked imaginations. There are just so many things that I can't even imagine myself how anybody even imagined them. They're so wicked in this world. I can't even relate. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. So feet or somebody that just runs after trouble and wants to get involved in trouble. A false witness that speaketh lies. So there it is again. That's number 6. Now, listen, here's number 7. And he that soweth discord among brethren. That means he that causes trouble or talks about people or tries to cause division among people. That's number 7. And remember the first verse, these things doth the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. The 7th thing that he hates is sowing discord. God hates discord and gossiping. So we've got to remember that. This is something that you all are young. You've got your whole life ahead of you. This is something that you need to establish in your heart tonight. Because this will take you down a road. I don't care if it's at work. I don't care if it's at school. Especially in the church. Especially in the kingdom of God. This, it just, it's not a good road. It's not a good ending. And if you can get this established in your heart tonight, I am going to guard my heart against gossip and sowing discord. I'm going to pray through, ask God to help me. And every time I want to gossip, I'm going to say, chitter, chatter, clickety, clatter. I'm just going to just think of something that makes me, you know, I'm gonna resist it. Proverbs 16 and verse 28 says, "A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends." So somebody that goes around whispering, they separate friends. That's not good. That's bad. That's evil. So it's powerful. Another interpretation of that scripture is a perverse person stirs up conflict. So when we think of perverse, we think of natural, you know, we think of sexual perversion and all that. You know, there are perverse, stirring up conflict is perverse. And a gossip separates close friends. Mm-hmm. That's another interpretation of that. The definition of perverse is showing a deliberate and obstinate desire to behave in a way that is unreasonable or unacceptable, often in spite of the consequences. So your heart perverseness, it makes you desire to behave in a way that is not good, and even when you know the consequences. That's perverseness. That means you don't have a heart that is sensitive to God. And these are the things that I want you girls to establish young. This is the time to establish it now. And that's what I want to help us to do tonight. The definition of froward, it's an old term. It's somebody that's difficult to deal with. Contrary. Habitually disposed to disobedience and opposition. That's a froward person. That's an old, probably English term, and that's what that means. The adverb froward is an old-fashioned way to describe someone who's difficult and ornery. So, does anybody know anybody like that? I do. We all do, I'm sure. Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate." So that means somebody that uses their mouth to cause division, discord. I hate it, God says. It's pretty serious. Mm-hmm. This is really, really serious stuff tonight. These things are something that God hates. Mm-hmm. And we've got to take these things and get it in our heart. If God hates something, I want to hate it. Mm-hmm. And I want to resist whatever God hates. If we really want to please God, and I feel like everyone in this room do, I don't feel like there's a one in you in here tonight. I'm not zeroing in or singling out anybody tonight. I'm just coming against a spirit that can attack a church. It can attack a youth group. It can attack. And for some reason, it's just easier to attack girls in this area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess because we're kind of sensitive, and maybe we're, I don't know, guys just kind of, we take things to heart more, and so it's easier for the devil to get into our hearts and just say, cause something to stir up in us. God cannot and he will not dwell among those that sow discord and gossip and prideful. And I know that every one of you are going to raise your hand when I ask this question. How many of you here tonight, and I know it's going to be 100%, want God to dwell among us?
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
Let's all just raise our hands as high as we can raise them. Yes, God. Yes, God. I want you to dwell among us. But he will not dwell among those that sow discord, gossip, or they are prideful. Mm-hmm. That means that God cannot bless. He can't send revival to. He can't convert new young people if we are caught up in a spirit of gossip and discord.
Right.
Because what good would it be to bring somebody into an environment like that? God's just, he's not going to bless it. The definition of clique is a small group of people with shared interests or other features in common. You kind of like each other, or you've got things in common. It can be called a clique, but the difference is to spend time together and do not readily allow others to join them. So that means we like things that you really aren't a part of us. And you're not going to be in our group. So move on. That's not good. That's not good. So we do not want cliques in the church. God hates it. It's not just a simple little matter. It's not something that, that's just kid stuff. God hates it. And now is the time to just kind of nip these things in the bud and think, you know what, I'm not going to allow myself to be part of that spirit. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get caught up in that spirit. It's bad when you're young people, but when you get into an adult and you're in leadership and you're part of a church leading, and it's real serious. You can get real serious. Cliques make bullies and mean girls brave. A little clique, when you're in a clique like that, it can support a spirit of bullying. And I know that's a big word today, but making somebody feel left out, making somebody feel intimidated, just even a look or whatever, that can be bullying somebody. if you're like making somebody feel insecure, you're making them not feel a part. And as a result, they are more likely to engage in rumors and gossip, as well as name calling. They also are more likely to make fun of other people and bully those who do not fit with the ideals of their group. Cliques also can lead to cyberbullying. Does anybody know what cyberbullying is? Can somebody give me a definition of
when you're bullied online.
Bullying online, texting, all kinds of cyber. I guess cyber just means electronic devices, right?
Yeah.
So it can mean all of these things. Cliques discourage outside friendships. They thrive on one person being the decision maker. Usually there's a ringleader in it. Usually there's somebody that's kind of stirring up, and then they get people to follow them, and then that forms a little clique and a little group. So a lot of times there's one person being the decision maker, and cliques are intertwined with peer pressure. How many have ever dealt with peer pressure in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I have. It's not fun, you know. It's no fun. Cliques and peer pressure coexist. Now, gossip is not a new thing. It's as old as time, because God addressed it in His Word way back. So gossip has been around from the beginning of time. After Adam and Eve fell, gossip started. Gossip and sowing discord started. Then we got into a brother murdering a brother. All of this. And gossip goes way back. Now, cyberbullying doesn't go way back, but it's kind of a new thing. But if you have your cell phone with you, would you just kind of hold it up? That little thing right there in your hands can destroy you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can damn your soul to hell. There's nothing that you can't do on that phone, I don't think. If you don't have some restrictions on it in your life, or if your parents don't have restrictions on it, or whatever, that phone right there can lead you down an awful road, and a very destructive road. And so that the cell phones are, they're great. What would we do without them? I mean, I can't even, I've got my cell phone with me all the time. I have a little, of course, I would want my family to get in touch with me, but I have a little business on the side, and we all need our cell phones, but it can destroy us. They can destroy us. The definition of cyberbullying is the use of electronic communication to bully a person, typically by sending messages of an intimidating or threatening nature. We must hate the things that God hates and love the things that God loves. And I feel like that is the desire of all of you here tonight. I feel like all of you have good hearts. But there's just some things we have to be aware of and know that, you know what, this can creep in. It could creep into my heart, but I'm going to fight it. And I want us to come against this spirit. Satan doesn't want our youth group to grow, and he doesn't want us to have unity. He's fighting against that every day. And I know several of you have talked to me about wanting to get involved in different things in the church, singing, choir, whatever it is. These things that I'm talking to you tonight about are just as important that you don't have in your heart as your outward appearance. I know we have some guidelines, and I thought we could go over some of those things tonight about dress in a little bit, and if you have any questions. But being involved in gossip and discord is displeasing to God, and it's a sin. So if you're taking part in this, if you've gotten caught up in it, get it out of your heart, because really you shouldn't even be involved in singing in the choir if you're spreading discord. Just like if you're not dressing right. It's easy to see the outside. It's easy to see what's going on the outside of people, but we can't see the heart of everybody. That's the scary thing. But in order to be used of God, we have to please Him. He has to be pleased with us in order for Him to be able to use us. So it is just as important for these heart matters to be right as it is our outward appearance, if not more important. It's more important, really, for our heart. You can dress right on the outside, but your heart can be ugly and wicked. Yeah. And I've seen it a lot of times. The seven things that God hates in Proverbs 6:16-19, they are all matters of the heart. Notice that. It's not like, it's things that start in the heart. It's matters of the heart. While there are a lot more sins than just those seven, there's a lot more things that we can say that God doesn't like, that we don't need to be a part of. But those seven things, they sum up the most of the wicked things condemned by God. So those things kind of sum up the heart matters.
Yeah.
And so this is where we've got to start, is in the heart. Got to start in the heart. And I know that you all have a good heart, and that's why I'm confident in what I'm talking to you tonight about, that you're going to receive it. We're going to come against any kind of a spirit that is wanting to sow discord among one. If you're talking about any one of our girls with somebody else, that's discord. If you get together and you talk about, well, I don't like this person. Did you see that person, what they did? We have got to stop this. Right now, we've got to cut this thing. We've got to nip it. We cannot have this. You'll be so surprised at what God can do with a youth group that has come against this kind of a spirit.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So if you speak a word out of your mouth about somebody else, to somebody else, that's sowing discord.
Yeah.
So if you think really hard, have I talked about somebody that I just don't like, and I've expressed it to somebody else? Then God hates that. God is not pleased. You can make it right. You can repent. You can say, God, please forgive me for speaking against my sister. And He will forgive you. And it's over. It's done with. You can move on. And then you can resist it from then on. I want us tonight, I want us to have a spirit of unity among every one of us. You should not have a problem with anybody in this room in your heart. You should not have something in your heart against anybody in this room. You should be able to go to dinner and sit down and one-on-one with anybody in this room and not have anything in your heart against them. Our hearts must be right to please God and be saved. I want to talk to you about just a few things that a lot of you have asked me about, singing in the choir, this and that, you know, and so I'm going to just talk to you about some of the things about our dress. Now, when you step up on the platform and you say, I want to sing in the choir, or I want to be a greeter, or I want to be a Sunday school teacher, or I want to do something like that, that is so awesome to have that desire in your heart. And everybody needs to have that desire. I want to be used in the kingdom of God in any way. Even cleaning the restrooms. Whatever.
Amen. Amen.
You know, just, I want to be used in the kingdom of God. That is so wonderful. But when you move into leadership and singing in the choir and being involved in things in the church, being asked to do something in leadership per se, it requires something. It requires a standard. It requires some commitment. Now, we don't wear dresses. We wear our dresses. Does anybody know how long our dresses are?
2 inches
past
the knee, right?
2 inches below the knee is our standard, right? 2 inches below the knee. Now, that doesn't mean just when you come to church. That means when you walk out of your house. Now, if you're at home, you can wear a little short nightie or whatever you want to wear, run around your house, however you want to be at home. But when you step out of your, out of the house, you're representing the church. And if you want to be, and it's good to have a desire to do these things. And you, if you're not here in all of these things tonight, don't worry about it. I'm not zeroing in on anybody. I just want to let you know some of the things that we, this is what it, what we require in order to be used up on the platform or whatever, and you all need to desire that. So our dresses are 2 inches below the knee at anywhere, anytime you're out and about. We don't cut our hair. If you have cut your hair, don't condemn yourself. All you have to do is repent and ask God to help you. And then from then on, it's clear. It's over. And he looks at you like you have long hair. If you stop and you and this is all biblical. I'm not going into the scriptures tonight about hair. I'm not going to go in that tonight. But it's not just a standard though. It's biblical. Our long hair is our glory, and it's biblical not to cut our hair. So that's one thing. We don't dye our hair. We don't wear makeup. We don't do nail treatments, like fake nails or nail polish. Or I go get a pedicure and a manicure, and no polish. But they say, what color do you want today? I said, no color. And but it feels wonderful to get a pedicure.
Oh yes, preach it, sister.
So none of these things, and slits. Be careful with your slits. If you have a skirt that's 2 inches below the knee, then you can't have a slit in it. If you have a slit that goes, if you have a dress that goes down to the floor, then you might could wear a slit, but just make sure it doesn't go like up above here, like mid calf, we'd say. Is that right, calf?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
One time I said mid-thigh, long time ago.
That was the favorite.
I said, no slits above mid-thigh. And they all look at me like, whoa. Now, this is one. No watching movies. We don't watch movies if we're going to be used in church. These are just things that are no good for us. They're not good for the heart. And we just make a stand against these. No sheer clothes. If you have like clothes that come down here and go down here, but they're sheer and you can see through them and see the leg, your leg and your all of that, that you need to be careful on that. Wear something underneath it. Make sure if you have a dress that is sheer that you have a slip underneath it or something, some kind of a dress. I layer everything. I layer everything. But just make sure you put something underneath it so that when you get up and, you know, that you can't see right through, you know. And, you know, some people may think, what is all this about? You know what? We're a chosen people.
Yes.
We're peculiar. The Bible calls us a peculiar people. That means strange. That means set apart. God has... Now, to me, I've been raised in church all my life. So I don't understand how people can dress the way they do and not think it's ungodly. But some people in the world, that's all they know. They don't even think of they don't even give a second thought to going out, and their whole body is just hanging out everywhere, you know. But when you get the Holy Ghost and when you come to God, you know that that does not please God. All that does is get attention drawn from all the men and whatever, and God's not pleased with that. It only takes common sense to see that. That's nothing, doesn't take a rocket scientist. Low necks, we've got to be careful with our necklines. Tight fitting, and I appreciate all you girls. I know a lot of you have come to me and said, is this okay, is this okay? You know, and I appreciate your tenderness, your sensitivity. Tight fitting, we wear our sleeves below the elbows, and I just put down here, any questions? Does anybody have like a question that you've wondered about that you would like to ask? Don't be embarrassed, it's just us tonight. If you don't have any questions, that's fine. I may not have covered everything. Giselle, you have it.
On the platform, do you have, can you wear open toe, or is it simply like closed toe?
No, you can wear open toe.
Okay, because yeah. Somebody told me that it was only closed toe, and I was like, oh my goodness. And I was like, oh.
No.
No, you can wear open toe shoes.
I have a question.
Yes.
So I have like a few watches, but they have like kind of a bling on them. So I wasn't sure if like we could wear that, because it kind of resembled like jewelry. I don't know.
Well, you know what? If you already feel like that in your heart, then I would probably say, yeah, it's probably not. Mm-hmm. You know, because that is kind of a thing. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, I can wear a watch, and so yeah. I'm going to wear flashiest watch I can wear, because then I can get my bling in there, you know. We got to just be careful about all of that, you know. Yeah. Very, very good question, and very sincere, and I know that. And you know what, let your heart, and if you have a question, you can always ask, like, Sister Clark, or, you know, Sister Vanessa, Sister Jeannie, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. That's why we have youth leaders and assistant youth leaders. They can answer all these questions, you know. You feel free to go to them, but that's very good. We just got to, even about what we wear in our hair, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
And, you know, just all of that. We just got to be careful, you know. We're just living a separated life, and a godly and a holy life. And we just want to please God. Any other questions? That's good. Anything else? Okay. Then that's good. Back to the heart. Let's go back to the heart. If your heart is right, then you're not going to have a problem with the outside.
That's good.
And you're not going to have a problem with this gossip. You're not going to have a problem with sowing discord. So the main thing is that we get our hearts right. And that's what we're, when everybody comes back in here tonight, I know we're going to be praying together, and that's what I want. We can even start praying in a little bit, even before, if I get through here. But it starts with the heart. It's all starts in the heart. And I just mainly really want to come against any kind of a spirit that causes division among our young girls. And I don't want there to be little cliques. We can't have it. There can't be groups that say, well, we don't want them to be part of our group. That's not pleasing to God. And don't be talking about your sister or somebody else in the church to any of your friends. Don't get together and start saying, oh, blah, blah, I don't like this. And you know what? You have to be very careful of who your outside friends are also. If it's somebody that maybe used to come to church here and they don't come anymore, but you're staying in contact with them, be careful that they're not affecting you instead of you affecting them.
Right.
We'd love to see them come back to God. We'd love to see them come back to church. But if they're affecting you, and then it's not good. You've got to cut that off.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to if we want to please God. That's what it comes down to. If we want to please God, then we're going to want to do what pleases him. We're going to want to hate the things that he hates. So we're going to hate discord. And we're going to hate gossip. Gossip can tear a church up. And discord. Because it causes disunity. We can't have revival. We can't have anything in the church moving toward what God wants to see us do with disunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that all of you are taking this to heart. I can see it. But I want everybody to just close your eyes right now. And I want you to just think for a little bit about, have I gotten caught up in anything, any kind of discord with anybody? Have I gotten caught up about talking about somebody? You know what? You have to decide in your heart that you're going to be strong enough to stop that person in their tracks and say, I don't want to hear this about my sister. I don't want to talk about my sister. I want you to think deep. I want you to think hard. If there's been anything recently that has been, there's been a little group maybe that's talked about some other people or stirred up something, it's not, we can resolve that tonight. We can take care of it tonight. We can repent. We can ask God to help us and cleanse our hearts and help us to hate the things that he hates, which is discord. I just want us all to stand. And I want you to just keep your eyes closed. And I want us to just begin to really think about what I talked about tonight, about discord and loving everybody and being. I want something to break tonight among our young people. I want there to be an awareness in our hearts that these things do not please God and we do not want it among our young people. I want everybody has to make up in your heart individually. God, I'm going to be strong enough to say, I don't want to hear this.